ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः ओम सदा शिव समारंभां शंकराचार्य मध्वद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक्श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्व निराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तो ते मयि सन्तो ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रम् श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रम् मनसो मनो मनसो मनो यद्वाचोह वाचम् चोह वाचम् सव प्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुषश्चक्षुः अतिमुच्य धीराः प्रेत्यास्मान् लोकाद् अमृता भवन्ति The student asked the question, Kaha u devaha yunakti? Who's that? What is that effulgent conscious principle which activates, which makes the mind function, which makes the sense organs function, which makes the prana function? This is the question asked, and thereafter the student teacher gave an answer. Shrotasya shrotram. Okay, that which activates in the sense, how does it activate? By its mere presence or by karma, by an action. Activation can be the mere presence, activation can be by an action. So just does this Atma activate, remaining active or remaining passive? Atma activates, how? Being passive, remaining passive. That means without doing any action, mere presence. That is why the student's question also had two words, Preshitam and Ishitam. Preshitam implies whether the Atma activates actively, and the Ishitam indicates whether the Atma activates passively. Because it is possible for the student to be doubtful, vague. But the teacher made it very clear, Atma activates. The teacher made it very clear, means the student himself revealed both the questions. Atma activates not actively but passively, by remaining without doing anything, by its mere presence. But what is that Atma? What is that conscious principle? So the Atma, simple one word, we say Atma. Now what is that Atma which activates? He says that Atma is the eye of the eye. No, Chakshushaha Chakshuhu. Shrotrasya Shrotram. Ear of the ear. Manasaha Manaha. Mind of the mind. Pranasya Pranaha. This is the answer given. And then knowing which, Dhiraha, the wise people, Asmat Lokat Pretya Amrutaha Bhavanti. And knowing that Atma, people after departing from the physical body, they remain immortal. You have seen that. Now we are entering into the Bhashyam. So here the teacher begins with the Evam Prishtavate Yogyaya Aha Guruhu Shunutvam Yat Prichasi. He Sishya Tvam Shruno. May you listen. To what? Listen to the answer for your question. And who is this Sishya? The Guru who told this Sishya. But who is the Sishya? Yogyaha. The deserving, qualified candidate, student.
You done?
Yeah, I'm coming to the point. Now, Mana Adi Karana Jatasya Kaha Devaha Sva Vishayam Prati Prerayita Kathamva Prerayati Iti. Say, you, what is the question you ask me, O student? You ask me, Kaha Devaha, who is the, what is the effulgent conscious principle, which is the prerayita, the inspirer, the activator. Who is the one who the activator? In their own fields, respective fields, of mind and all the senses. And katham va prerayati, how does the Atma really activate? Who is the activator and how does the mind activate? How does the Atma activate? Shrotrasya Shrotram Shrunu Anena Iti Shrotram. So then the teacher gave the answer, Shrotrasya Shrotram Iti. Then the teacher gave the answer, Atma is the ear of the ear, eye of the eye, mind of the mind, etc. This answer the teacher gave. Then, Shrotram Shabdasya Shravanam Prati Karanam Shabda Abhivyanjakam Shrotram Indriyam Tasya Shrotram Saha Yaha Tvaya Prishtaha. So, Shabdasya Shravanam Prati Karanam Shabda Abhivyanjakam Shrotram. So that which is the means for revealing the word Shabda, sound, is the Shrotram. So Tatso Shrotram Indriyam Tasya Shrotram Saha. So the ear, what is an ear? Ear is that because of which sound becomes revealed. Sound becomes revealed. Therefore, without which sound cannot be revealed. Sound will remain unknown. That is the ear, and Atma is that which is the ear of the ear. He says that little. Similarly, Chakshuhu Shrotram Kaha U Devaha Yunakti Iti Yatvaya Prishtaha. Now you ask me, who is the conscious principle? Who is activating this? Who is the conscious principle? Who is activating this? So the student is asking, saying now, Asau Evam Visishtaha. Say now, Asau Evam Visishtaha. Shrotradini Niyunte Iti Vaktavye What the student is saying, no, it is, oh teacher, you have to give me an answer. Iti vaktavya means what? You have, your answer must be said this way. How the answer must be, the two teacher is to, sometimes the student is telling the teacher, your answer must be this. What is the answer? Aso evam visishtaha. Aso means, yeshaha atma, I am atma, this self, which is the activator of, the passive activator of the body mentions complex. Evam visishtaha. He is of this nature, he is of this qualities, he is of this features. Now you should say, this Atma is of this distinctive features. Atma is of this nature. Atma, this is how Atma is, this is how Atma looks. You have to tell me the clear definition of the Atma. Now Atma, see Asau, Atma, see how will you find out what is the who's answer here? Asau, asau means I am Atma, yeshaha Atma, evam visishtaha. Evam visishtaha means what? Now, suppose when you say this person is specifically known like this. You know, suppose who is Rodney G? If I ask, you have to specifically, you know, evam visishtaha. How? No, red shirt, yuktaha. When you say... No, red shirt dhari. Okay, red shirt dhari. Okay, like that. Or so scarf. No, scarf dhari. Or you can say like something, no? Something specifically you mention. A specific mention or specific distinctive features. When you point out, you can say, evam visishtaha. This is how Atma is specifically distinguishable. Like that, evam visishtaha, okay, Atma alone is activates the all the senses such as ears, etc. This iti vaktavyam. This must be your answer. This is how the answer must be. That means a very clear answer. Instead of giving me the clear answer, what are you saying, teacher? You are giving me an, you are giving me the definition of Atma, which is indirect. It's not a direct answer for my question. What is direct answer, indirect answer? What is the book? We say, this is the book. If I show, then it's a direct answer. Okay, you want to find something. What is this? What is this? Something ask, I can say. Something I can hear, some distinguishing features. Who is this? In this hall, who is Smita? I can have distinguishing, the one who is holding the book with her hand is Smita. All of her have hold the books now. I'm just saying, one who is sitting in the corner is Smita. Like that is called a distinguishing feature. Isn't it? Or distinctive feature. So, yes, such features are given, its answer is direct answer. So, the student is asking. Therefore, distinctive features. You should, if you tell me, describe the Atma, the distinctive features, then it's a direct answer. That would have been easier for me to understand the Atma. I did not know, that's why I asked you the question. So, instead of giving me the direct answer with distinctive features, to understand Atma, you are giving me an indirect answer, an indirect definition of the Atma. Then, he says, Nanu etad, say no, Nanu etad, Ananu rupam prativachanam, Ananu rupam prativachanam. Because your answer is an indirect answer, it's an indirect definition of the Atma, your answer is what now? Not suitable answer, not appropriate answer. Ananurupam. Anurupam an prativachana means, you know, the answer to the point, the question, isn't it? But ananurupam means what? It doesn't, it's not the appropriate answer for the question. Ananurupam prativachanam. Prativachanam means reply. Anurupam Prativachanam means appropriate reply. Ananurupam Prativachanam means what now? Indirect answer. He doesn't say inappropriate actually. Even though we have to take that way, your answer is not that really revealing answer. And we have to take care of that way. Shrotrasya Shrotramiti. Your answer, as Atma is the ear of the ear, etc., that answer is not an appropriate answer. It does not revealing answer, not expressive answer. Because it doesn't clarify my doubt. Not direct answer. Then the teacher tells, Na eshaha doshaha. Na eshaha doshaha. Naisha doshaha. Naisha doshaha means, O student, please listen to me. Yeshaha na doshaha. Na doshaha eshaha. This is not wrong answer. My answer might not have been expressive answer, clear answer, is not direct answer, is not a direct definition of the Atma, but then a direct answer for a question, but still my answer is not a wrong answer, not inappropriate answer. Understand? So, yeshna eshaha. Doshaha. Tasya, say no?
Tasya.
Anyatha.
Anyatha.
Visesha.
Visesha.
Anavagamat.
Anavagamat.
Tasya atmanaha. Of that atma, anyatha visesha avagamanat. There is no other way of, avagamanam means understanding. So, there is no other way of understanding atma. There is no other method of revelation. There is no other different method of revealing the Atma. Why? Because the teacher has to give, just make it very clear. The Atma is of the nature of attributelessness. Is it clear now? Because Atma is Nirgunaha. Therefore, Atma is of the nature of attributelessness. Atma has no distinguishing features. You know? So here we have to understand. Then you can describe, if the Atma has some distinguishing features, then you can describe this is how Atma is. Any object can be described means the object, a given object which is to be described has some special features, should have some features. And those features are said to be Shabda Pravritti Nimittani. Say that, no? Shabda Pravritti Nimittani. We'll see that later. I'm going to tell it now. Shabda Pravritti Nimittani. Say no? Shabda Pravritti Nimittani. What does it mean? The features which help, which are involved in the description of a given object. What are those features? There are five features. Jatihi. Gunaha. Kriya, Dravyam, Sambandaha. Jatihi, Gunaha, Kriya, Dravyam, Sambandaha. Dravyam, you can also say Rudhihi. Dravyam or Rudhihi. So these five features, if an object enjoys, then that object can be described. Even if the object does not have all the five features, at least one of these five features the object should have. Then the object can be described. Okay, the description of an object is dependent on either of these five features or all these five features. Now, Atma has none of these features. So, what are these five features? I'll explain here. Because the teacher has to tell him that his answer is not incorrect answer. Suppose we see from here, you know, who's the person who has parked the car here? You see the car. And who is the person who has parked the car here? That person you can describe, you don't know who he is, but still you can understand, definitely not cat or monkey. You can describe Jatihi. Jatihi means, I saw an English man. I saw one Asian man, or I saw an African man. You can distinguish a person, isn't it? Or you can say, mother, no, it's the woman parked. Woman or man. It's called Jati. And so now, how can you say the distinctive feature of the person who parked the car? You have to describe. He looked dark, he looked brown, he looked white. Isn't it? It's all gunas. But still, jati you can say. He's a man or woman. Jatihi. Then, again, jatihi, gunaha. That man, when you say, not a woman, I saw the person parking the car, I think he's a man, not a woman. Then he looked fair, or he looked dark. He looked like an Indian. So when you say, gunaha. Jati gunaha. Then kriya, I saw the man who parked, him walking also. I saw the man who parked the car, walking inside. Walking kriya. The person who walked inside into the house, kriya, another distinguishing feature, distinctive feature. I saw him holding certain things. Then sambandha, I can connect. This must be the person who walked in, because immediately after the car, I heard the noise. This is the person I saw him walking. Like connect the person to that thing. Like this, we have five different features. At least not, sometimes the object need not fulfill all these five conditions. Dravyam, what he has and things. I saw him walking with the bag. I saw him walking with the book. I saw him with something, some object, possessor of something. So what I'm saying here, these five features need not be sambandha. Dravyam, I'll repeat it. Jatihi. Gunaha, kriya, dravyam, sambandha. So these five, at least either of these five features, the object should fulfill, then or should have, then the object can be described. So, student, you know, Atma does not have any of these features. Depending upon which alone, then an object can be described. Therefore, I am helpless. Atma is of the nature of attributelessness. No visishta dharma is there for thee. No distinctive feature is there for the Atma to be described. Therefore, there's no other way. Anyatha, is it clear now? Why the teacher is giving the anyatha? Anyatha, avagamanam is not possible. Avagamanam is understanding. Anyatha, anavagamanat, visesha anavagamanat. Because there's no other way of understanding Atma, there is no other way of, no other method of revealing the Atma, method of revelation available here. Why? Because of this nature of the Atma. Then, yadihi shrotradi vyapara vyatiriktena svavyaparena visishtaha shrotradi niyokta avagamyeta. Okay, yadi, the teacher continues saying, first reason he gave why his answer is not a wrong answer, because Atma is of the nature of attributelessness, and an object can be described only if it consists of this five features. But now, next he continues, yadi, if shrotradi vyapara vyatiriktena, shrotradi vyapara vyatiriktena svavyaparena visishtaha, suppose the shrotradi vyapara vyatiriktaha means the one who is distinguishable from the function of hearing, etc. Vyatiriktaha, different from or away from. Vyatiriktena svavyaparena visishtaha. Suppose when the sense organs are functioning, you understand there is an activator of the sense organs. When the sense organs are not activated also, isn't it? Atma is there. The sense organs are functioning, Atma is there. When the sense organs are non-functional also, Atma is very much there. How do you know? In waking state, sense organs are functioning. Atma is there or not? Very much there. Without which, functioning is not possible. But the sense organs are non-functional in the deep sleep state, Atma is there or not? Atma is there. Atma doesn't go away. Suppose if that means the activator of the senses are still there. The activator of senses is still there. Then if that Atma, if he is the activator of the senses, he is the activator of the senses, when the sense organs are not activated, then is he involved in some other activity, some other kriya? Is it clear now? If the Atma is somebody, the Atma is like something which is involved in some other activity of his own interest. So, vyaparena, I am trying my best to do it in something so expressive. Svavyaparena visishtaha. If Atma is involved in some other activity of its own interest, apart from the activation of the sense organs, etc., then it is easy for you, it is understandable for you. Like that, how, what now? Niyokta avagamyeta. Isn't it? Can be understood. You can be understood. You can say, oh, Atma is understandable for me. No, why? Because the distinguishing feature is there. You think, distinguishing feature is there, then I can differentiate and show you like that. Then you can also understand it like that. Such an understanding of Atma is not possible. Is it clear now? So, Atma is not involved in any other activity when the sense organs are not activated or when they are not functional. Then you can show, this is the person, this is the Atma who was before activating the senses, now involved in some other activity. Such a thing is not possible with Atma. But one reason is Atma is not an active activator. Because Atma is mere presence, passively he activates. In mere presence he activates. One reason. Second thing, Atma does not have any of the features like Kriya. Shankara takes one feature called Kriya, action, to show. So, we are going to see that now. So, Shrotradi Vyapara Vyatiriktena. So, with apart from Vyatiriktena, when the Atma is not involved in the activation of the senses, so Vyaparena Visishtaha. The Atma is involved in its own active action of some internal interest. Then Shrotradi Niyokta Avagamyeta. Then you can understand the Atma as the different, you know, activator. How, what's the example here? But it is not possible here. You can't understand Atma like that. Why? Because there is no Kriya on the part of Atma. Not only Kriya. This Atma does not fulfill any of these distinguishing features. Five features I told you. Required for description. No jati, no gunaha, no kriya, no dravyam. Isn't it? No sambandha. But here he gives. Datradi prayoktru. Datradi prayoktruvate.
Idam.
Datradi prayoktruvat. Idam. Ananurupam. Prativachanam syat. Then you can say, you know, if Atma is involved in its activity of its own, apart from the activation of sense organs, etc., then my answer is not really expressive answer. Like what? If Atma is like, Prayokta. If Atma is like the user. User, Prayokta means user. One who uses, makes use of, the utilizer is called Prayokta. Or operator is called Prayokta. Prayokta means user, activator, operator. The one who makes use of, the one who activates is called Prayokta. If Atma is the like the activator of the sickle, datram. If Atma is like the activator of the sickle, datram means sickle. So he says datradi prayoktam, datra adi, adi shabda, etc. Not only datram, datra prayokta means One who makes use of the datram, the sickle. Who is the one who makes use of the sickle? The farmer. The one who is involved in agriculture, you know, he uses this sickle, datram. Adi shabda, etc. means what? There's so many instruments which need to be manually operated. Like a car, our own car, any vehicle. It needs to be activated. It needs to be operated. By, isn't it? Like that, this Atma is also like somebody like the farmer, you know, who uses the sickle and who can be involved in activity of his own interest. Then you can distinguish that activator from the object operated or activated. Is it clear what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like you can understand this is the person who drives the car. When you see the car, you see the person walking. You say, who is the one who drives the car? Because you know very well, car does not go by itself. Unless a child baby car which is fixed with some battery. And even then you have to use some remote, okay? To press the button for it to. Even then you have to be there, okay? Not driving directly. So any inert thing needs an activation, operation. Similarly, here it is possible for you to distinguish. And the person who is distinguished from the object operated, the one who operator, can be described. Because he can fulfill any of the five features. So Dhatra Adi means Adi Shabda implies all those objects which are operated manually. So this work he says, Dhatra Adi Prayoktruvat. Prayokta is the nominative form. Prayoktru is what? Rikarantaha Pullingaha Prayoktru Shabdaha Tasya. Okay. Prathama Vibhakto Prayokta Iti Rupam. Activator, user, operator. So Dhatradi Prayoktruvat, like the operator of the user of, like just as the former one who makes use of the sickle, etc., can be easily distinguished, you know, distinctively shown, you know, like that Atma. The one who is involved in the activation of the senses, sense organs, etc., now cannot be distinguished because Atma is not involved in any of its own other actions of interest. Is it clear now?
Yes.
Yeah. Yadi hi Shrotradi Vyapara Vyatiriktena Suvyaparena Visishtaha Suvyaparena Visishtaha Vyaparena Visishtaha Shrotradi Niyokta Avagamyeta Dhatradi Prayoktruvat. Okay. Therefore, if the Atma is, you know, involved in the activities of its own interest, apart from the activation of sense organs, like the operator of the sickle, user of sickle, then my answer would have been in explicit answer. Ananurupam prativachanam syat. But, okay, therefore my answer is not what? No. Incorrect answer. Prativachanam syat. My answer would have been, isn't it? Ananurupam prativachanam syat. Then would have been improper, incorrect, or in explicit answer. Is it clear? Vyaparaha means activity, function, action. See what happens, at least you are very lucky. In Tamil, Vyaparaha means business. Vyapara mainly, it's in the merchandise, isn't it? The problem is, Vyapara means business. But here that's right only actually. Vyapara, generally they think only of selling. Vyaparam, they think only of selling. But Vyapara means any business is what? Vyapara.
Yes.
Not only selling. Kadal Vyaparam, eppadi nadakkudhu, they ask. That means what? How is business going on? That's the actual. But they think how the selling is going on. So it means Vyapara means any activity is called Vyapara. So Shravanam is a Vyapara. Ghranam is a vyapara, smelling is a vyapara, eating is a vyapara. The involuntary function or a voluntary action, anything is vyapara. Okay, so the farmer here, he is involved in what? The harvesting, isn't it? He is involved in the vyaparam of harvesting. And for which what does he use? Dhatram sickle. And when he does, he gets tired and he wants to go for a cup of tea. Like when we are go. So when he is drinking the tea, he is involved in what? Svavyapara visishtaha. A farmer is a svavyapara visishtaha. When he is drinking tea, when he is going to loo, and when he is smoking, I don't want to, okay. When he does something else, apart from harvesting, then he is what? So, vyapara visishtaha, something of his own interest. But when he is harvesting, and what, who is he? Operator of the datram, datradi prayokta. He is a datra prayokta, datra prayokta farmer becomes sva vyapara visishtaha when he is drinking tea. Swamini, who is teaching, adhyapana yukta, then goes and cooks afterwards. Means what? Pachana kriya visishtaha. Is it clear now? Pachana kriya visishta, I should say, because I'm feminine gender. Simple thing, isn't it? Listen. Like that, Atma is not, therefore, ananurupam vachanam syat if Atma is distinguishable like that. But now the answer is not improper answer. My answer is the correct answer because Atma has no distinguishing feature. He used only one kriya. It's only one feature he uses here. Why? Because he is talking about only the functions of the sense organs, isn't it? The student also made use of only the sense organs, etc. Function of sense organs, organs of actions, etc. Therefore, the teacher also wanted to make use of only the that particular kriya, for particular rupam, the feature he took, and he wanted to explain that. Is it clear? Okay. Natu iha shrotradinam prayokta svavyapara visishtaha. Okay, shrotradinam prayokta, activator of the operator of the one who, because of whose presence the functions, all the sense organs function. Okay? Shrotra adinam prayokta means what? The activator of this sense organs, etc. Iha svavyapara visishtaha na. Na svavyapara visishtaha. You have to bring the na with this. Okay? Svavyapara visishtaha means what? The one who is involved in one's own activities. Different other activities. So vyapara visishtaha na. Na so vyapara visishtaha. Atma is not the one who is involved in activities of its own, other activities of its own. Who is Atma here? Shrotradinam prayokta. The activator of sense organs, etc. Do you get the meaning? You can say no. Shrotradinam prayokta. Say no.
Shrotradinam prayokta.
Atma. I'm adding word Atma. Okay. Shrotradinam prayokta Atma. Svavyapara visishtahana.
Svavyapara
visishtahana. Na svavyapara visishtaha. Na svavyapara visishtaha. You get the point of what I'm saying? Okay. Like what? Lavitradivat. Say no?
Lavitradivat.
Adigamyate.
Adigamyate.
Lavitradivat. Lavita, I want you to understand another word. One who activates the sickle. Datram is called Lavita. Or you can say, Lavita means one who harvests is called Lavita. I told you last class itself. You see, Kartru Vyutpatti Rupam. The Lu Dhatu, which becomes the verb Lunati, what is the Kartru Vyutpatti? What is the, when you make an adjective as an agent of that act, or the one who is an agent of the act of cutting, harvesting, is what now? Lavita. It has come from the root Lu, which becomes a verb Lunati. Lunati means what? Cuts, isn't it? You can cut this way also, cut this way also, but you should remember this cutting, okay? Which means what? Harvesting, isn't it? In India, we see, nowadays you're all highly you're technology people, aren't you? So living in a country where technology is so high, you don't know what is cutting with the thing, isn't it? Sickle. Yeah. You are machine maker people. My God, I never thought of it. In so Shankaracharya's period, we never had these tractors going and cutting all this, okay? He hadn't seen, okay? Only sick, that's why I showed like this. You don't know what is cutting like this. Even you don't know. You don't? Okay. Anyway, okay. So, Lavitradivati. Again, Lavita. See, look at this. Lavitru Adi becomes Lavitradi. Lavitru is what? Rikarantaha Pullingaha Lavitru Shabdaha Cutter. Like a woodcutter, you have what now? Here? Cutter means what? Actually, harvester. One who harvests. One who cuts. Isn't it? Lavitru Shabdaha. So, Lavitradivati. Like the Lavita, just as the Lavita, etc. Like the farmer who harvests the agricultural products, etc. Like that, Atma cannot be distinguished. Because Atma is not so vyapara visishtaha. Hope I have made very clear to you. Okay. Yadihi, say no. Shrotradi vyapara vyatiriktena. Shrotradi vyapara vyatiriktena. Svavyaparena visishtaha. Shrotradi niyokta avagamyeta datradi prayoktruvat idam ananarupam prativachanam syat natu iha shrotradinam prayokta svavyapara visishtaha lavitradivat adhigamyate. So the atma, the activator of sense organs, etc., cannot be understood like the farmer, the Lavita. Okay, such as Lavita, etc. How they can be understood? The activator of Datram, activators of the instrument such as Datram, etc., how they can be understood? Like that, Atma cannot be understood. Okay. Shrotradinam eva tu shrotradinam eva tu samhatanam vyaparena lochana sankalpa adhyavasaya Adhyavasaya Lakshanena phala avasana lingena avagamyate.
Avagamyate.
The teacher continues. First, here the teacher has to really present lot of steps here to make the first establish how sense organs are inert, that they cannot function on their own. And how he has to explain? He has to logically has to explain. Isn't it? Generally, what we say, there are five features. Again, you have to understand five more things. See, anything which has drishyatvam, what is now, object, drishyatvam. And anything which has drishyatvam, drishyatvam means the status of being an object, being objectifiable. Drishyatvam, jadatvam. Jadatvam means what? Anything which is of the nature of inertness. Why I am talking about all these things now? Because Shankara uses only one thing called samuhatattvam. So to come to the point, I have to tell all these things. So jadatvam, drishyatvam, then agama apayitvam. Agama apayitvam means what now? Which comes and goes. Okay, the described object consisting of jati, guna, kriya, etc. Now also have these things, isn't it? An object is what now? It is any material product. It's a drishyatvam. Anything material has these qualifications. Drishyatvam, jadatvam, agama apayitvam, savikaratvam. Any material object, anything material has these five things, okay? Agama apayitvam, savikaratvam, jadatvam, drishyatvam, bhautikatvam. It's elemental, isn't it? Bhautikatvam. Bhautikatvam. These are the five important features you have to understand. Bhautikatvam means what? Any object is of what now? The elemental product, material. It's elemental in nature. And drishyatvam, it has the status of being an object of knowledge. I'll repeat again one after the other. Drishyatvam means what? An object enjoying the status of being objectifiable. Drishyatvam. An object enjoying. Drishyam means that which can be seen or perceived. So, object enjoying the status of being perceptible or objectifiable. Being object is drishyatvam. Then, bhautikatvam. Bhautikatvam means what? Object being the product of elements. Or being an element. Object enjoying the status of being an elemental product. Object enjoying the status of being an elemental product is what? Bhautikatvam. Then jadatvam. An object enjoying the status of being an inert thing. Inert. Being inert. Jadatvam. Then savikaratvam. Savikaratvam. Savikaratvam means what? Now, object enjoying the status of being subject to modifications. Okay, savikaratvam. Then drishyatvam, bhautikatvam, sagunatvam, savikaratvam. Savikaratvam object to change, you know, modifications. You can say, see, sagunatvam, or you can say sagunatvam or bhautikatvam is okay. Okay, sagunatvam. Both mean the same. Sagunatvam is what? It enjoying the 10 qualities, distinguishing features. Then agama payitvam. Agama apayitvam. Object enjoying the status of coming and going. This avikaratvam itself is enough for agama apayitvam. You know what I'm saying? I'm repeating. These are the different, 5 different things, or 6 things you can say. And what any object enjoys all, anything which is material, isn't it, has these things. It is inert, it comes and goes, subject to changes. Understand now? These have. And one more thing I have to add is samhatatvam. Samhatatvam means enjoying the status of being an integral part of something. Enjoying the status of being an integral part of something. See, samhatam means composite, isn't it? A composite part, an entity. Composite entity is called what? Samhataha. So now here Shankara takes the last one. Now we know very well, isn't it? We can just say samhata. All these, now what about this? This physical body. I want to understand the word samhata. See, head, when you say, it is samhatam. Why you said hamtam? It is an integral part of the whole physical body. Isn't it? Physical body, when you say, what is the body here? Many things put together is what? A composite of many parts. Composition of many parts is one physical body. The head alone, isn't it? So head, hands, legs, all the parts you separate and take away, body will disappear. This is called composite. Samhatam. Deha samhataha. But one thing you remove, isn't it? So all parts you can say separable, isn't it? Separate and then body will disappear. Swamiji always takes one flower and he shows. Now it is samhatam. Flower is what now? Composite of many parts. He'll take away slowly one flower and show you like this. You know, stamen, flowers, stalk, gone. Where is the flower? He'll ask. Therefore, anything samhatam means that the composite entity, isn't it? Something which has many integral parts. So here, what about the sukshma shariram? It's also samhatam. Why? It has also what? Not one thing alone forms a, now everything is what now? So jnana indriyam, even there again 5, each sense organ, each karma indriyam, and each prana, all of the mind, all of them put together intelligently is what now? Samhatam is sukshma shariram. It's a composite entity, sukshma. It's a composite, isn't it, thing of many aspects. And here, what about the sense organ? Isn't it? It's a part of the sukshma. What about the shrotrimindriyam? Part of the sukshma. Composite entity, isn't it? It forms a part. So, samhatam, we say. So, here, samhatatvam, the objects, all these material objects, not they're inert in nature. You have to understand why, who, what are the inert. So, they're all put together. They'll put together. Samhatatvam. Now you understand, they all this, it's a part of something. But what is their nature? All this, anything which is samhatam, we have to understand, anything which is samhatam, which enjoys the status of being put together intelligently, implies what now? Jadatvam. Jadatvam. Jadatvam means what? It is of the nature of inertness. We have to remember only these 2 points here. Anything which has samhatatvam has jadatvam. Anything which is put together intelligently, anything which is a composite entity, is definitely is of the nature of inertness. Is it clear? You have to remember, how do you say it is inert? Samhatam must be jadam. Anything samhatattvam must have jadatvam. Okay? Is it clear now? We will take only these two here and we will analyze. I won't tell you all other things later on. Jadatvam. What about the sense organ? What about the organs of actions? What about the pranas? What about the mind? They're all, together form one thing. They're all put together. Isn't it? They're all part of an assemblage, isn't it? They all form. They have been assembled together. Assemblage of many aspects form the sukshma. Therefore, any aspect of the sukshma must be what? Inert. When they're inert, what do we understand? Intrinsically, they're all of the nature of inertness. If originally, intrinsically, they're all of the nature of inertness, now how do we perceive now? What is our perception of sense organs? Our perception of sense organs is what? They are alive, they are conscious, they are sentient, they are not inert. So intrinsically sense organs and mind, all of them are inert because they are put together. Because what is the law, rule here? Anything put together must be inert. Samhatatvat jadatvam. That is, therefore, originally they are jadam in nature, inert in nature. But perceptually, though they are intrinsically inert, perceptually, what is our experience here? Actually, according to our experience, they are alive, sentient and conscious. Therefore, what is next step now? Therefore, all these aspects, which are integral part of this composite thing, how they become inert. Originally they are, intrinsically they are inert in nature, but according to our experience they are alive and conscious and sentient. Therefore, there must be something conscious. There must be something different which must be lending or giving consciousness to them. Okay? Therefore, that they have something else which is different from these aspects which constitute this sukshma sharitam, which must be really blessing these things with the consciousness or sentiency and life. Then that is the Atma. Can we say that Atma is integral part of the Sukshma also? No. If we say Atma is an integral part of the Sukshma, then Atma becomes what? Samhatam. Do you get the word Samhatam? Atma also becomes Samhataha Atma. Atma becomes part of the composite. Isn't it? Atma becomes a composite entity then. Then Atma should have become what? Jadam. If Atma became Jadam, then Atma cannot make what now? Lend consciousness to senses. Therefore, Atma is Asamhataha. Say now, Atma is Asamhataha. Asamhataha means what? Not an integral part of any composite thing. Composition, isn't it? Therefore, what now? If Atma is mistaken for the Atma, also is taken as the part of the integral part of the sense or this composition, then Atma will also be Jadam. Then Jada Atma cannot lend consciousness to the Jadam things. Itself being Jadam, inert, how can it lend consciousness to other things? Therefore, Atma is asamhataha means what? Atma is not an integral part of the body, mind, sense complex. Atma is different. See, this is the way Upanishad presents. Completely different. Like what? Like the light and the opaque object. Atma is in and through the Atma pervades in and through the inert body mentions complex. Like just as light pervades in and through the opaque object. But light is not part, integral part of the opaque object. Do you get the point? Similarly, Atma is in and through the physical body mentions complex. But Atma is not an integral part of the body mentions complex. Atma is not a part of the body mentions complex. Why? Atma is asamhataha. Is clear now? So, before I explain it, then I go to the Bhashyam, so that you won't get confused. And this is how to do hereafter. Okay. But, okay. Here he says, Shrotradinam evatu Samhatanam. See what he says? Samhatani. Now, Shrotradini Samhatani. See, all these eyes, ears, etc. Adi, when you come across, etc. Okay? Ear, etc. Shrotra Adini means what? All these organs such as ears, eyes, etc. All of them are Samhatani. They're all integral part of each organ forms integral part of one composition called Sukshma Shariram. Part of a composite, is a composite entity, isn't it? Therefore, what should they be? Samhatanam. But what, we had to add explanation. So, they are of the nature of what? Inertness. Like he doesn't say that, we understand, understandable.
Okay, the question that arises to me is that why does it raise a question of its own activities? So, what's the difference between its own activity and something else's?
Somebody else's activity. Yeah. Own activity means a person can be involved in many activities. Whatever action is performed at a given time, that becomes svavyapara.
Yeah.
Okay. When the person is operating the lavitram, the cutting is not the person's vyapara. If the lavitram does the act. See, this is what the Sanskritam is so expressive. Who is involved? He himself is like a cooker. A cooker means, we have that this word cook and cooker in India, isn't it? Why cooker is called cooker? Why the one who cooks the food is called cook, not the cooker? See, driver, you say, one who drives the car is a driver. One who listens is a listener. One who walks is a walker. One who runs is a runner. One who cooks is a cooker. Why not a cooker? Why only cook? Because the affix ER is dropped because the act of cooking, isn't it? That is not done by this person. That is only done by that particular instrument, isn't it? The action is for svavyapara. Okay, suppose I tell you one thing. Suppose you go and smoke. That is what is svavyapara. When you cut it, you are only activator of the lavitram, but you are not actually cutting. You are not cutting. The lavitram, dhatram is cutting.
Okay.
It is dhatram's vyapara. Job of the dhatram, what is the job of the dhatram? Cutting. But who, in the woodcutter, when you say, he uses the axe. He is not the cutter. Actual cutter is the axe only. Because the axe does not go and cut it by itself, we don't call the axe as a cutter. Because the activator of the axe becomes the axe prayokta He said to be a cutter, really speaking, is not. What is Svavyapara? He's only, you can say Svavyapara is activator of the Dhatram, sickle. Or operator of the sickle. User of the sickle. But the act of cutting is what? Activation is his Svavyapara. Activation is the Svavyapara. But the cutting is Dhatram Svavyapara. So the activator of the Dhatram, which is involved in its own Svavyaparam of cutting, okay, this activator goes for Svavyapara of smoking or drinking tea. Is it clear now? What is, because it's a good thing. What is Svavyapara? See, Sanskrit is so expressive, very clear. You have no words in English language like that.
So now, when it is, when it is using the ear, etc., the ear is, hearing is the ear's vyapara.
And Atma's vyapara.
And not Atma's vyapara.
Atma's vyapara. Suppose, hearing, listening is the vyaparam of the ear. See, shravanam, shrotrasya vyaparaha. Let me make it very clear. Shravanam, shrotrasya vyaparaha. A function, isn't it? Then, darshanam, netrasya vyaparaha. Ghranam, nasikayaha vyaparaha. Rochanam, tasting is what? Jihvayaha vyaparaha. Sparshaha, sparshanam asparshaha is what? Tvachaha vyaparaha. Running, padayoho vyaparaha. Chalanam, padayoho vyaparaha. Chintanam, manasaha vyaparaha. So, svavyapara, so one word, could you ask me? I was going to tell, because I was about to tell that. You asked me, really, it's good. You know, I had to tell you that, because, see, what happened, Shankara assumes that a lot of things we already know. He just goes ahead like that. So, that's why I had to stop and I give you lots of these things. The teacher, who students were attending the Bhashyam class, supposed to know that bhautikattvam, etc., etc., all this, okay, anything which has samhatattvam is of the jadattvam, has the nature of inertness. It's supposed to know already.
Well, where would one, I mean, is there another text of
which have
taught that?
We learned from the teacher only this. Of course, you can get some Tika books and all stuff, but still Tika books are of some use. But Tika books, different Tikas we have, we can take and use. But still, this clarity won't come. We need to get. Okay, let me get clear, please. So, Vyapara is clear now. Vyaparaha. Now, cutting, kartanam is, now Dhatrasya Vyaparaha. Cutting is the function or the action of the sickle. Action and part of the sickle only. It's called Svavyapara. But what do we know? See, this is Svavyapara means they're all involved in their own respective functions. Is it clear now? So for the Dhatram Svavyapara is Kartanam, cutting. Is it? Whereas, because even though the cutter, the farmer, is called Lavita, the cutter, the harvester, because of what? See, the Dhatram cannot cut. It needs to be operated by a conscious being. Because the iron, innate iron, even though without which the cutter cannot cut. But without the being touched by the, without being handled by the cutter, the conscious being, it cannot cut by itself. Look at this. Both are dependent on each other. Similarly here also, Atma is not directly involved in the actions or functions of. Atma is not the seer. Atma is not involved in the function of seeing. There are not Atma's functions. Atma is not seeing. Atma is not hearing. Hearing is not the function of Atma. Seeing is the function of Atma. Not the Atmanaha Vyaparaha. Seeing, hearing, listening, etc. are not functions of the Atma. We are not the Atmanaha Vyaparaha.
But still the seeing is Atma. That's the crucial thing.
Yeah, then, but without the Atma, seeing is not possible on the part of the sense organs. Therefore, just as the Dhatrasya Prayokta is said to be Lavita. Even though the former is said to known as a Lavita, the cutter, really speaking, he is not the cutter. Because the act of cutting is done by what now? The Lavita Dhatram only, sickle only. Sickle is the actual cutter. But the Lavita, the former is known as cutter Lavita, because without him, that the operation of that is not possible. Get the point what I'm saying? But still, what do we call him? Lavita. So, the farmer is not the harvester, but there's no harvester other than the farmer. He is the one who uses the dhatram. Therefore, he gets the name what? Lavita. Similarly, Atma is not the actually speaking, not the activator. Now, Atma is not actually the seer, hearer, listener, speaker, thinker, etc. The standpoint, but all these things are functioning, the seeing, hearing, listening, knowing, all these functions, all these vyaparas of different aspects are possible because of whose presence? No. Therefore, we say what now? There is no seer without Atma. There is no hearer without Atma. There is no thinker without Atma. But Atma is not the thinker. Atma is not the hearer. Atma is not the one who listens to the things. Is it clear now? Similarly, svavyaparaha. So, if Atma, the actual meaning is what now? If Atma, like just as this prayokta, the operator of the sickle, when he goes for, stops this function, for act of, stops this, his job of activation of this sickle, and goes for his own vyapara of smoking, which will involve karma, isn't it? Smoking, and I want to have a cup of tea, or drinking tea, etc. A will involved action becomes what now? Svavyapara. It's clear now. Then he goes for his activity. Then because it's a kriya. Therefore, that person is what now? Distinguishable from this dhatram. So vyapara visishtaha. So vyapara visishtaha. The prayokta, with reference to dhatram, he is an activator. With reference to smoking, he is not an activator, he is a doer. With reference to this dhatram, he is an activator. He is an operator of the dhatram. Mm-hmm. With reference to smoking, he is the doer himself. Mm-hmm. Isn't it? He is the doer himself. But for one to be the doer, because he is a doer, therefore he can stop this function and he can go for that. Then the kriya visishtaha, who is the prayokta, dhatra prayokta, who is the user of this lavitram? And you say, yeah, this is the kriya visishtaha, smoking visishtaha, tea drinking visishtaha, one who is distinguishable as the one who drinks the tea, etc. We can distinguish, he has a distinctive feature of Kriya. Get the point? Therefore, then if that is the case, it is easily, if Atma also is involved in the activation of, like the farmer, who is known as Lavita, who a harvester, because he is the one who operates the instrument called Datram, and when he is involved in his own activity, apart from the activation of the Datram's action of cutting, if Atma is like that, then my answer is not correct. Atma is not like that, because Atma has no distinctive feature. No jati, no kriya, no gunaha, nirgunaha.
So basically you're saying that Atman is always, in that sense, always activator.
Activator means what? Passive sense or active sense? And an active activator. Passive activator means what? Now light is active illuminator or passive illuminator. Active illuminator, light has to do something to illuminate things. But light is just mere presence. It active illumines means sannidhi matrena sarvam prakashayati sarvaprakashakah sarvaprakashakam jyotihi. Similarly, Atma is what now? Sannidhi matrena sarvakarakam. It activates everything.
So the difference then between activator and doer. The activator is a secular, the doer smoking is...
the one who makes the something do is the activator.
The one who makes something do?
Is the activator. It is active. See, the sickle is active, the activator is the operator.
Yeah. Yeah. And the difference is the will between smoking and the operating of the sickle.
In operation also, will is involved. Let me go and operate. That's a different thing. Don't get confused there. I mean, I'm just saying, I just said doer.
Okay.
Doership. That doer. Here also he is, no, I'm the activator, that doership is there. That is a different thing. Don't get confused there about that point. I'm only saying, see, when the question of activation comes, here it is not passive activation. When the harvester, when the Lavita is involved in the act of cutting, he is not a passive activation. It is active activation, operation. Isn't it? Because he has to go, he has to use his will to take the thing and then cut it. He's active, he has to do many things. Cutting means not an easy joke. He has to walk towards the object, the sucksicle, pick it up, hold it, then decide to cut, then cut it. It's active operation. Isn't it? He does it, not passive. That's the difference. Anyway, so what he says, so samhata, that's the important thing here. So samhataha, see, each organ being integral part of the sukshma shariram, what now? Samhatani. Samhatam means what? Being an integral, an entity, composite entity, being a composite entity is called what? Being a samhatam. But Atma is not integral part of anything. Atma is not a composite entity. Asamhataha. Is clear now? Asamhataha. Why? Because we have to say, if Atma also is an entity, composite entity, like the sense organ, what is an individual? We say individual is a composition of, initially we say that individual is a composition of what? Sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, Atma. We say that. But really, individual is a composition of all this. But Atma is not a composition of what? Not integral, composite entity of the individual. I'll tell you, I'll make it very clear. Listen. Okay, at least this much. See, now, this is what I'm saying. As you listen, something clicks. This is called enhancement of clarity. Slight, thin layer of vagueness should go. Anyway, see, hereafter, anybody talks anything, say it loud so Richard also can listen to that. Okay, hereafter, okay. So, samhata, atma is asamhataha. And here, if atma also, if you think samhataha, then atma would have become what now? Jadaha. If atma is jadaha, then how can atma lend consciousness to this jada vastus? Therefore, atma is not samhataha. So, what do we understand? Atma is different, distinct from this shrotradini indriyani. But atma is not like the lavita. One who is passive operator of the dhatram. Whereas atma is not the passive activator of the...
Atma is not the active.
Not the active operator of the sense organs. Therefore, there is no such thing as vyasva vyapara also for the atma. Kriya visishtaha atma. Okay, let me finish this part topic, then you can ask me questions if you want. Okay, let me finish it because, you know. But now he says, therefore, samhatanam, all this, anything samhatam is jadam, we know very well. But all this samhatanam, all these sense organs, etc., which form part of the Sukshma Shariram, which are the composite entities, entities. They must be jadam. So intrinsically they are of the inert. They are of the nature of inertness. But how do we know them? How do you know why? Vyaparena.
Vyaparena.
Alochana.
Alochana.
See. Alochana,
alochana,
sankalpa,
sankalpa,
adhyavasaya,
adhyavasaya,
lakshanena,
lakshanena,
phala avasana lingena, avagamyate,
avagamyate,
avagamyate means it is understood. What is understood here? Understood. That lingena. Linga means some clue is available for us for understanding. What is the clue there? They are all functional. They are conscious. They are sentient. They are all there. Okay, there is seeing power. How do you know? There is indriyam. There is a hearing power. How do you know? Because there is, the knowledge takes place. There is light. That knowledge takes place in the mind. Jnanam utpadyate, isn't it? There is light, knowledge takes place in the mind. Therefore, you understand what? The function of seeing is happening. There is a sense power is present. Isn't it? It is functional. How do you know it is functioning? How do you know the shrotram is functioning? Oh, there is somebody talking, sound is coming. Knowledge happens in the mind. Okay, knowledge happens in your mind. Somebody is talking. Not because I'm seeing the mouth moving, I also hear the sound. No, sound. There is sound. This knowledge is there in my mind, isn't it? So the perception is there. There's something called perception. There's something called knowledge, which happens. The sound is there. Light is there. There's some fragrance is there. Therefore, this knowledge of objects. Confirm what now? The sense organs being present and functioning and being sentient. And also mind is, how do you know? Alochana. Thinking. Alochana means thinking. Alochana. Sankalpa. Thinking, knowing, deciding, etc. Lakshanena. Lakshana means in the form of this such act, such functions, such things are happening, you know that such things are happening, your mind is functional. Pala avasana lingena. Pala avasana lingena means what? No, actually there is a knowledge itself happens because of what? Because of, as a result of your seeing. There is light is the knowledge which happens as a result of the function of seeing. Is it clear? There is light. What is it? Knowledge. Where does it happen? In the mind. In which form? Thought form. How does, what is it? It's a fruit. Phalam. Result of what? The function of seeing. Is it clear now? Therefore, these functions confirm, knowledge confirms the function happening. The knowledge happening itself is what now? It itself is a proof for the mind being functional. And the mind being functional, knowledge happening is the proof for the senses being functional. So sense organs, all of them being functional, is the proof for what? They're being sentient, they're being alive. Therefore, what does it mean? It is our perceptual knowledge. Perceptually, these sense organs are all sentient and alive. But intrinsically, what are they? Jadam. How do you say they are of the nature of inertness? Because they are integral part of the sukshma. They are part of something. They are of composite entities. Is it clear now? Therefore, but what do we understand here? Atma is asamhataha. This also we understand. Understand two things simultaneously. You understand anything which is integral part of something is what? Is jadam in nature. And Atma is not an integral part of this sukshma shariram or any of this. Therefore, Atma is not jadam, cannot be jadam. And this is jadam. And which is that which is intrinsically jadam, but that which is perceptually sentient and alive must be borrowing the sentiency from something else which cannot be jadam. That's what is he helping to come. This is the way the teacher is saying so many things to say why his answer is not incorrect. Get it? Astihi Shrotradi Shrotradi Bihi Asamhataha. Then Asti, there is. What is there? He, indeed, there is. Shrotradi Bihi Asamhataha. There is some Atma which is asamhataha, which is not integral part, which is not a composite entity with what? As one of the composite entities of all these composite entities such as ear, eyes, etc. Shrotradibhi asamhataha means what? Which is not an integral part of this ears, etc. Yate prayojana prayuktaha. Very interesting thing. Prayojana prayuktaha. Prayojana prayuktaha means, so what do we understand? Then what is this jadam meant for? Who is the one, for whose benefit is this jadam? For whose purpose, for whose prayojanam this inner thing is? See, this jadam sense organs, inert sense organs, inert mind, inert organs of actions, inert physical body, they're all for whose benefit are they? Prayojana prayuktaha. Okay, they're all meant prayojanartham eva, atmanaha prayojanartham eva. They're all for the benefit of atma only. Atma doesn't say, I am the one who enjoy benefit. We understand it, okay? Again, don't say this. Atma doesn't come out. No, I am consciousness and I am only for my sake these things are here. Atma doesn't say that. We understand here now. For whose benefit the Jadam is? Is Atma there for the benefit of Jadam or Jadam is for the benefit of the Atma? Jadam is there for the benefit of Atma. Our understanding, let me know. So he is going to explain us now. Yat prayojana prayuktaha
shrotradi
shrotradi kalapo
shrotradi kalapo
grihadivate
grihadivate.
See what he says. When there is a house, look at this. Grihadivate. What is the house for? What is the house for? One who lives in the house. Now, one who lives in the house is living for the sake of the house. Can you say that? Just as griha adivati, just as house, etc. Shankara gives one example and he expects us to understand so many other examples. Griha adivati, like house, etc., are for the master, one who lives in the house. Okay. What is the car for? There is a car for the sake of the driver, one who drives the car and enjoys the car, owner of the car. Or the owner of the car is there just for the car. For whose sake the car is? A car is for the benefit of the one who owns the car. Isn't it? Similarly, what is the house for? House is for the benefit of one who lives in the house. Similarly here, it's example, I take this only as example, don't ask me then more than that. Similarly, this Jadam, this all this body, mind and complex is for the benefit of Atma. That Atma is not an integral part of the composite entity like sense organs along with the senses and body, mind and complex. Grihadivate iti samhatanam para arthatvat. So samhatanam para arthatvat. Para arthatvat means what now? This, because all these composite entities which form the part of integral part of a composition, isn't it? They have what now? They have the status of being for the sake of others. They are para arthatvat. They are here for the Atma. Avagamyate.
Avagamyate.
Because they are meant for the benefit of Atma, okay, here we say, Shrotradinam Prayokta.
Shrotradinam Prayokta.
So this is how you understand what now? The passive activator of sense organs, etc., Atma, being distinct from this body mentions complex. Therefore, these themselves, the car by itself cannot move, but the car, isn't it, move, but the one who drives the car, because without him the car does not move. But does he move like this? Car alone moves, wheels alone move. Does this person also move along with the car? He doesn't move. He is like this. Okay? He doesn't move from the car, okay? But the car moves. Car moves, isn't it? Similarly here, you know, this activation I'm going to say. Therefore, the car by itself does not move, But with this is only when he sits and drives the car moves. But he himself is actually not moving. He is sitting in the car itself. That example can confuse you. But generally I want to understand here that just some examples should be taken only in limited sense. Not go beyond lots of questions and go asking too many questions. That we are not understand here. So here, Atma is not the seer. Atma is not the integral part of this sense organs, part of the Sukshma Shariram, not integral part of the Sthula Shariram. Is it? That means what? All these actions of the physical body and the functions of the mind and sense organs and the organs of actions and the pranas, all these functions actually are the vyaparaha belonging to the respective organ. But without being blessed by the presence of Atma, there cannot be such a thing called function at all. The sense organs or mind cannot have even existence. And where is the question of functioning? Without being blessed by Atma, they cannot have even existence. So there is no question of their functioning independently without Atma. Therefore, what do we say? Atma is not part of the body dimensions complex. Asamhataha. What about other things? Everything else is samhatam. Samhatam means what? Integral part of something. You can start from the atom. You know? Is it? So, there always many things, everything is assemblage of many things. Assembled. Now many things put together intelligently becomes what now? An assemblage. Subatomic particles, neutrons, electrons, protons, they assemble and they become what? One atom. And many atoms form what now? Molecules. Like that you can just go on and on, what is a cell and how cells come down. Like this we say, the whole thing is what? Everything is an integral part of something. What is that one thing which is not an integral part of something? Not anything. Atma. And so other than Atma, everything else being integral part of something, composite entities, everything is what? Jadam. So it has what now? Bhautikatvam, jadatvam, drishyatvam also. That is why everything else which has jadatvam is also what now has the status of being an object also. Everything is objectifiable. And then savikaratvam, it's subject to modification. Bhautikatvat savikaratvam, subject to modification changes. Okay. Therefore, he says, so shrotradinam prayokta, so samhatanam para artatvat avagamyate shrotradinam prayokta, when he says, grihadivat, just as when you see objects such as house, etc., you understand the house, etc., are meant for the master who lives in the house. Definitely, the master is not living for the sake of the house. Isn't it? The house is for the life of the master only. Who is the one who enjoys the benefit? Similarly, when you understand this, you can distinguish the one who lives in the house being different from the house which is lived. The driver of the car can be distinguished from the car which is being driven. There, at least there, the active operation, and here this passive operation, just by mere presence. This is what is Atma. This is how Atma is understood. That is why, now he is going to say now, Tasmat. Tasmat, when they present a beautiful argument, then they say, use the word tasmat, Therefore, that is the reason why. Tasmat anurupam eva. Chenav? Anurupam eva idam prativachanam. Abba, the teacher feels satisfied having given the right answer. Yes, Vinod. Tasmat, therefore, anurupam eva, exact, my answer is what? Prativachanam, idam prativachanam, this answer of mine is shrotasya shrotram. What is, who is the activator of the eyes? No, ear of the ear. Mind of eye of the eye. This answer, idam mama prativachanam, anurupam eva, appropriate, exact answer. Anurupam means what? Exact answer. Tasmat anurupameva idam prativachanam shrotrasya shrotramityadi. Kaha punaha,
kaha punaha
atra padarthaha shrotrasya shrotram ityadehe. Nahi atra shrotrasya shrotra antarena artaha yatha prakashasya prakasha antarena. So he says, okay teacher, I agree with your answer. I accept your answer. Now you have made it clear to me. But still, clear means what? You have made it clear that your answer is correct. Okay? And Adniji comes again. Kaha punaha atra. Pada artaha. That means, what is the meaning of the word shrotrasya shrotram ityadehe? What is the meaning of the word shrotram? When you say shrotrasya shrotram, ear of the ear means what? Only ear. Ear means only ear. Isn't it? Shrotrasya shrotram ityadehe pada artaha kaha. What is the meaning of these words actually? Your answer being correct has been clear. Okay. But what is the meaning of this? Nahi atra, no? Isn't it? Shrotrasya shrotrena, shrotra antarena artaha. For the word ear, there is no other meaning other than the ear. For the word ear, this is the only meaning. Isn't it? This object is the only meaning. This is meant by the word ear. There is no other object, there is no other meaning for the word ear. Only ear, ear means ear only. Like what? He says, yatha prakashasya prakasha antarena na artaha, anyaha artaha nasti. So when you say light, light means light. That's all. Prakashasya, for the word prakashaha, light, there is no other meaning other than prakashaha. One word gives one meaning. Other meaning is not there for another word. Therefore, when you say shrotrasya shrotram, what is the meaning of these words? What is the meaning of the words? So then, because you use the word shrotram, shrotrasya, shrotram, you mean the word shrotram. How does it mean atma? Shrotram means ear. But you have used shrotrasya shrotram. Ear of the ear means, does the word ear mean Atma also, other than the word ear? See, it's all our own, no? Does the word I mean Atma other than I? Is it clear now?
Yeah.
So that it is, does you mean that is some the words ear, I, etc. also have the other meaning, Atma. Therefore, isn't it wrong to say something that he's, as very politely is asking, na eshaha doshaha, na eshaha doshaha, naisha doshaha, he bala, naisha doshaha. Now it must be, he must have talked like this, bala, naisha doshaha. No boy, it's not wrong. I imagine a teacher always like a big person, okay, big elderly person, like my grandfather. I imagine a student always like a young person. Okay.
I am atra.
Padarthaha.
Padarthaha.
No, it is not wrong, my student. This is the meaning of the word I am atra in this context here. Atra padarthaha. This is the meaning of the word. Padasya arthaha I am eva. This is the meaning of the word. Shrotram tavat vishaya vyanjana samartham drishtam. Shrotram tavat vishaya vyanjana samartham. Vishaya vyanjana samartham. Beautifully he is going to bring now. Vishaya vyanjana samartham. Vyanjanam means what? Prakashakam. Vyanjanam means vyanjayati, means prakashayati, reveals. Vishaya vyanjanam. Vyanjanam or vyanjakam, both mean the same. Already you have seen the word abhivyanjanam, abhivyanjakam. Remember, see, vyanjanam, vyanjakam means that which illumines, that which reveals. Vishaya vyanjanam, abhivyanjanam or vyanjanam means what now? That which reveals the object, given object. So, shrotram, when you say, is the padarthaha. This is, it reveals the, it brings to light a given object, or called sound. See, shabda vishaya abhivyanjakam. Shabda vishaya vyanjanam shrotram. This is the meaning. You know that, isn't it? Shrotram. Tatcha sva vishaya vyanjana samarthyam. Sva vishaya vyanjana samarthyam shrotrasya chaitanye hi atmajyotishi nitye asamhate sarvantare. But anyway, now the teacher is going to take you to really very beautiful place. Beauty is going to unfold. See, whenever I get into the mood of teaching, I have to stop.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Swamiji, one step I didn't understand. You said that something which has got samhatvam, the interval part.
Samhatatvam.
Samhatatvam. It must be, therefore, jada, he said.
Yeah.
But there's a step missing in my mind, how that can be. Why it's so? I don't dispute that it's so, but exactly why it must be so, because it's an interval.
Why it can't be conscious?
Yeah, no, I mean, you say it has to be jhana. If it's a part of something, it must be jhana.
Yeah. Any composite entity is of the nature of inertness.
He said, why?
Why?
Why does it have to
because anything which is anything which is a composite entity is bhautikam, is the elemental product also.
You said that anything which is a part.
Yeah.
Has to be dhamma.
Yeah.
Then, so why? Another question.
Because here, the reason is, Peter Richardji, our aim is to know the Atma. And Atma is not a part of anything. Atma is asamhata. To distinguish the Atma from asam, which is not integral part of anything, you understand anything which is samhata is of the nature of inertness. Therefore, you see what is the sense organ? Is it asamhata or samhata? You see that whether sense organ. Okay, for example, just take the example. What is the word? Shrotram. Shrotrendim. Okay, the hearing power. The sense organ called ear. Is an integral part of something, samhatam or independent? Asamhatam. It has no independent existence. If it is not a part, there's such thing called hearing power sitting separately somewhere. Like all cars, spare parts are sitting in different shops. And we go and buy different spare parts in different shops. They're all sitting there. But when bring to them together, then you assemble and then you make something. Isn't it? Like that, here the sense organ, there's such thing called this merely sitting somewhere, one separate entity, as an independent entity. It is not there, isn't it? The hearing power, the seeing power, they cannot exist independently, independent of each other. They had to be part of something. That's called samhatam. Asamhatam, when you say, well, Atma, without being with anything, without being part of something, also Atma exists. Our interest is to understand the Atma which is asamhataha. Therefore, we understand, to distinguish the asamhata Atma, the consciousness, the lender of consciousness, from the conscious being, things. So we say, okay, because this jadam, it is of the nature of inertness. How it is of the nature of inertness? Because it is integral part of something. Is it clear, Richardji?
Yeah.
And what I'm saying here, our aim is to understand the Atma. And which is of the nature of asamhatatvam.
Yeah.
And we have to understand this is also to distinguish that asamhata Atma, you have to know what is inert also. How do you understand it is inert? Because it is part of something. If it is not samhatam, Richardji, suppose if it is not samhatam, if the I is not samhatam, it must be asamhatam. But asamhatam means what? It must be functioning by itself independently. I alone can. Then what you can do? You can left your mind at home to listen to my Shastra class, you could have gone out for your work. To listen to me. Or you could have done one thing, you could have just sent your hearing power here to Beckenham and you could have stayed home doing something else. Why? It is not samhatam, isn't it? It's not it's a problem. That is why such a thing is not possible. I tell you, if that is possible, Richardji, we will send all the five sins to five different places. We'll send our eyes to watch the movie in the cinema. And then we'll send our hearing part to listen to the class, Shastra class. We'll send our nose to some and tongue alone to the hotels and restaurants to eat and come back. You know? And we'll be sitting like one all the like empty house. Now people have gone to different work, five different sons have gone to five different offices. And then the father is sitting at home, isn't it? All the people have gone out means and then like that can be here. Such thing is not possible. That is why we say dral samhata. They all form part of something, and then that being part of something itself is what now because of what? Because of the bhautikatvam only. And they're also what now? They're all interconnected, isn't it? So we say that is why this jadam only. Therefore, independent existence is not there. Therefore, jadam. Oh, therefore, jadam means what? They can't be functional. But we see them functional, functioning. Oh, they function, because they are alive, they are sentient. It means, how come they can be functional? They function because that means they must be borrowing consciousness. From where? Something which is not away from them, isn't it? And who is that? That is distinct. So therefore my answer is correct. That's what the teacher says. That is fine. But still the student has another doubt now. What is the meaning of the word ear? Does the meaning of the word ear mean only ear? Does it have another meaning also as Atma? So that we'll see next class. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate.